You recently had an exhibition by Cecil McDonald Jr., and I notice you have one of the photos from that exhibition here. And I love this one because it actually looks like a painting as well as a photograph at the same time.
It does. I love this one. We had the best time working with Cecil. So his solo exhibition in the Company of Black was on view here at the beginning of this academic year. So this was on view from August through October of 2018. And the exhibition featured around 25 photos from this series in the Company of Black that he had been working on for several years, picturing what he called extraordinarily ordinary people, often in their own environments, whether in their homes, in their studios. But this one, I found that in all of the exhibition tours, I just kept coming back to this one because it was so perfect for describing his practice and the way he worked with people. It's also really vibrant with all of these greens and yellows.
So it's called Ms. Greta, To Be Cool.
Ms. Greta, To Be Cool. So Ms. Greta is somebody that Cecil really loves and respects, and she knew he was coming to take her photograph. And, you know, throughout his photos, we have all of these little moments related specifically to African-American cultural history. So we see a Miles Davis poster up here. We see a print by Margaret Burroughs here. We see a photograph on the table that is a dancer. Maybe it's even Miss Greta when she's younger. That I'm not sure. You know, there are always books and music and art throughout. But Miss Greta, when he came to take her photograph, you know, they were kind of figuring out what they would do, and he's really interested in, he does a little bit of construction of the environment. For instance, he set up some lighting here, so that sort of emerald green that you see in the lower left part, he actually staged some lighting there, where it looks like it's almost a halo around her head coming through the window shades, this really bright illumination. He actually set up some artificial lighting outside behind the shade to create that. So we see both the interior, you know, with all of her plants, but we can see out the window too. So he did a really nice job of balancing the lighting there.
But I love the copy of House Beautiful.
Right.
On the coffee table.
But what's particularly perfect or poignant, or what I love the most about this photograph, is that she was excited about him being there, and she thought, oh, I need to go take that plastic off the lampshade. I don't want that plastic on the lampshade. And we all have these people in our lives, or maybe we are those people who keep the blanket on the couch or the plastic on the shade or the china hidden away and never use it. But as she turned to take that plastic off, he realized this is the moment. This tells the story. This connects to people.